This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We've adopted a vet. His name is Dr. Mike, and he's here every Thursday morning to help you out with the life of your pets. Dr. Mike, how's the puppy pregnancy at your place going?
Everything is going well. It is such an exciting time of year. You know, if we're not counting down one thing, we're counting down sleeps to another. And for us, just at present, it's counting down the sleeps until Easter Sunday morning.
Is that when your puppy's due?
No, that's when the Easter eggs arrive.
Right, okay.
So while as a family we're trying to keep in focus the true significance of Easter, and that's not lost on us. There's, you know, it's a huge time of year, but there are still young enough people in their household to be counting down the time until the Easter eggs arrive.
Well, in their 40s?
They are.
Yep.
Oh no, Helen. You've found out who it is that's crossing off the days on the calendar, and it's me.
Excellent.
You're not alone. Don't worry, Dr. Mike. You're not alone.
Oh dear. So, it is an exciting time of year, and for many people, this is a really good time just to revisit the fact that what might be good for us in the way of chocolate may not be that good for our pets. And so I just really wanted to revisit risks this morning about the risk of pets and chocolate, and just a real reminder that's a real no-no.
Okay, so it's not an urban myth that chocolate's really bad for dogs.
No, it's actually completely factual. The bizarre thing is that theobromine, that's the stimulant that's in the cocoa bean, that's the thing that gives you a little bit of a buzz. You know, when you eat chocolate, you think, I feel better now.
I'm vaguely familiar with that feeling, yes.
It's the theobromine in it. So it actually has a stimulant, like a similar stimulant that the coffee bean has in it. Now, that is something that we can handle and have no problems at all with. We've got enzymes in our body that can metabolize that stimulant and break it down. So it just makes us feel mildly happy. Unfortunately for dogs, they just lack that enzyme. And so the theobromine, the stimulant, actually goes on to stimulate, well, basically all parts of their body. So it causes tremors, racing of the heart, vomiting, diarrhea, and it can, in incredibly small doses, can actually cause death. And so it's just a really timely reminder that chocolate and pets, you know, the two do not mix at all well.
So is there dog-safe chocolate? Are there options?
Yeah. There is actually quite a variety in the safety of chocolates and in the alternatives. Interestingly, in chocolates, the better the quality of the chocolate, the more dangerous it is. And in fact, the darker the chocolate, the more dangerous it is. So your dark chocolates contain a higher level of this theobromine and so need to be treated even more carefully. Interestingly, white chocolate has almost none in it. And so I personally, being a white chocolate lover, I just think that there are so many wins with white chocolate. It tastes great and it's
safe for your pets.
It's safe. You know, it's just great on every level.
But are you happy to share it with them?
Oh, probably not. And so best to go back to your question. Are there alternatives? You can actually get carob drops for your pets. And so you can get quite safe dog chocolates. And so if you're wanting to have your dog involved in the breaking out of the chocolate on Easter Sunday morning, then look out for some carob drops. They're the safest for pets. The real take-home message, I think most people are aware that they need to be careful here. It's actually going to be the younger members of the family. And so it could be just good. Nothing would be more natural to a six-year-old who just loves her dog to sort of say, a bite for me, a bite for you, a bite for me. You know, they're going to want to share. And so that's where the real danger lies. Second danger is if you're going to, I'm not sure if it's ever happened to you, but we go off to church on Easter Sunday morning, come home and we find, you know, gold foil all littered around the house because the dogs have actually gone and found the chocolate, very carefully unwrapped it and then consumed some. So that's, and then, you know, Easter egg hunts, you know, there's all sorts of, you sort of think, oh, you know, we can take care of this, but yeah, there are actually probably some risks. And that little stash of eggs that I keep, you know, down in the back of the study for later on, yeah, let's put it up out of harm's way.
Oh, good idea.
Is there a sugar aspect to that too? Even if you, say, go the white chocolate angle, the sugar thing would be bad for dogs as well, wouldn't it?
It's probably anything which is very, very high in fat and sugar is probably not going to be the best for them. So better treats to consider are things like, liver pieces or, some of your beef jerky straps or things like that. There are healthier ways that we can treat our pets and definitely staying away from that whole chocolate issue.
Just for the record, Aaron, if you give me liver pieces for Easter, we're not friends anymore.
Or carob drops. That goes for me. Who likes carob? Obviously dogs do, but...
No, it's just wrong on every level, isn't it?
But, it really is.
This is something that we should enjoy, but we should say to look out for some better alternatives for our pets.
Thank you so much.
Happy and safe Easter to you guys and to your furry friends.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Mike, our friendly vet.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.